Some friends of Day to Day also appear in that movie, He's Just Not That Into You. The comic duo Frangela pop up here and there in the film, dishing out their take on love and relationships. Well, they came down to our studios earlier this week and spoke with my colleague Alex Cohen.
Angela Shelton and Frances Collier, welcome back.
Welcome.
And congratulations, ladies.
Thank you. Hollywood, big time.
Now, I'm sure this is not going to come as a big surprise to our listeners. In this movie, apparently, you don't follow the script too much. You just kind of riff and speak on as you will.
Yes.
Now that you've seen the film, are you surprised at anything that actually made it in the final cut?
I was because, well, you know, there was a monologue. The part was originally just for one person. And we're always trying to argue people into letting us do things together. And it worked for some reason with these people. And so they let us do it together. So we improvised around. But I mean, there was a monologue there. Mm-hmm. But we gave some of our own, obviously, examples and input. So when we filmed for a couple hours and we just didn't know what they had used.
Right.
So I was really happy that a few of the lines that I really liked, that I wasn't sure if they were going to make it in, did. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. I don't want to blow them here.
Right.
Oh, come on. Just a little preview?
Well, what we talk about is how to know when somebody's dumping you.
Right.
Because a lot of times we miss the soft pass, the soft dump. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody says something, you're like, I'm just going to be busy taking care of my own stuff for a while.
Right. It's not you, it's me.
You know, that kind of stuff. So we go through a bunch of those, like, lines that when you hear this, what you should hear is, I don't want to see you ever again.
Right.
That's what you need to hear.
Mm-hmm. In this film, there's a couple different types of women, shall we say. There's the woman who's been dating the same guy for 7 years, mm-hmm. and she's trying to get him to marry her. There's the woman who's frantically checking her phone 50 times a day, waiting for that guy to call. I'm just curious if we can delve into your past. Have you ever been that type of woman or a type of woman, Frances?
Oh, absolutely. I have been the girl who was like, did he call? Did he call?
What did he sound like?
I have taken girlfriends on dates so that they can tell me what they saw. Does he look like he's into me?
Well, that's the big check, isn't it? Yes. That's the big test. It's the best friend test.
Yes.
You know, what does your best friend see when they see you with him?
So, Angela, it sounds like you're echoing this. What kind of type were you? The anxious phone checker?
For me, you have to be really direct with me because otherwise I don't understand. So I don't know that people like me until they say, I am romantically attracted to you. Like, I don't get being
hot.
Hit on. I know, but that's I'm like a Vulcan or something. Like, I don't. Frances will tell you.
Yeah, people
are hitting on me, and I have no idea they're hitting on me.
Angela has dated people that she had no idea that she was dating.
I was talking to a friend recently, and I was like, I didn't date in high school. She's like, you had a boyfriend all through high school, Angela. I was like, who? But she was like, David. I was like, David wasn't my boyfriend. She's like, what did you guys do together? I was like, well, I mean, every weekend we'd like go to the movies and hang out and we made out. But I mean, and then I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's called dating.
That was my boyfriend. I really had no idea. And then I had to like email him on Facebook, or, you know, and I was like, David, were you my boyfriend? And he was like, yeah.
So let's fast forward a little bit. You're adults now, mm-hmm. And I'd like to get maybe a little bit of your wisdom here. Everyone's been talking about the economy, and I'm curious if you've seen any reflections of the current financial turmoil in the world of dating and relationships. And Frances, you've been out of the dating scene for a while. We should note you are happily married.
Happily.
How is the economy, which is not so happy, affecting your relationship?
A romance or so? I think that, you know, we do a little role playing. I play the tired, overworked mother. He plays the misunderstood husband. And we give each other in trade like clean laundry for sexy time.
Well, there's not as much champagne. You guys used to have a lot of champagne brunches.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Not so many champagne brunches.
Not so many anymore.
Now you have to make that Kool-Aid seem, just shake it up a little.
Or find something that's fermented in the refrigerator and hope that you get a buzz from licking it.
Like prison booze, basically, in your toilet.
Martha Stewart, I've never heard that one from
her. Oh, she's going to start that.
Thanks, guys. And Angela, we will note here, you are still out there in the wonderful world of dating. What's it like in this economy?
Well, what I'm noticing is, a lot of restaurants are closing, unfortunately.
But couldn't you say, hey, this could be a good thing because now you don't have to deal with the whole bill, like, do we split it?
Right.
Does he pay? Is there a silver lining kind of
thing?
No,
I would rather go out to dinner. No. Well, you know, you feel bad, too, because it's like trying to figure out a nice night out that isn't exactly McDonald's drive-through.
Right. Where you bring your own candles and tablecloth.
Right, and you just do it in the parking lot.
Yes.
Isn't this a lovely meal?
So beautiful.
Would you like sweet and sour with your McNugget?
Angela Shelton and Frances Collier are Frangela. The comedy duo lives and loves here in Los Angeles. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
As my colleague Alex Cohen, loved that music. You can see Frangela in the movie He's Just Not That Into You. There's more to come on Day to Day from NPR News.